Monday night. Why we're up to file 13? Monday night, Chavis Halvavis, Shar HaBitachon, Perek Revi'i, page Kuf Nun. He talked about asking people for favors. Now he's talking about people asking you for favors. He's talking about the mindset and the thought process of a Baal Bitachon in all areas of life. And he has a list of seven things in the beginning of this fourth Perek. And we're in the middle of number three, which is all your relationships with people, which that's what people's lives generally are full of. He talked about Nebuch, a person who's a lonely person, who really has no relationships in his life, basically. Talked about that person also. Now he's talking about a person who's full of relationships and how we should deal with it.
Also what?
Well, that's what he says. Because you have to have bitachon that it's going to work out. And he then goes on to detail the person's responsibilities. Then he talks about, and this is, you know, we're learning it and making jokes maybe, and but it's really, this is everyday life. This is mamish everyday life. Someone does you a favor, so your first step is to thank Hashem. Your second step is to thank him, to recognize that he was zoche to be a conduit for Hashem's hashpa, so he's deserving of your thanks and deserving of honor. But you don't fawn over him, and you don't, right? And then, now he's talking about if people ask you for a favor, so you should try to do it. Try to do people chesed. That's chesed. You should be boteach b'Hashem that you'll be able to carry it out, as we'll see later. Even in matters of bechira, where he negates bitachon, but that's only in the decision and in the planning. But when it comes to the implementation, again, you have to have bitachon that you—that's up to Hashem. That's not a matter of bechira. That's a matter of whether Hashem will allow you to actually do it. But the bechira, it's a very okay. I don't want to anticipate. We'll be learning about that. But he hints at it here because he's talking about doing someone a favor, and he's saying v'yiftach al Hashem b'bitzua, so you will have bitachon that you should be able to carry it out. You know, someone asks you to do something, so you rely on Hashem that you should be able to do it. We're on page Kuf Nun, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines from the bottom. Emilio so Hashem al Yodo, if Hashem used you as the conduit, as the channel, that this person should have this good thing happen to him. Al Yahal al Asmo Bakar, don't pat yourself on the back. Don't demand or anticipate or require thanks, because you know from your perspective, like you have to take on a whole different perspective. When someone does you it's not really that different. When someone does you a favor, you also recognize that it's, I'll say the word primarily Hashem, but it's more than primarily, it's only Hashem. So you recognize it's Hashem and you give thanks to Hashem, but then and then you have to fulfill certain menschliche responsibilities to him, but it's more than menschlich. It's he indeed deserves a thanks because he was zochet to be that. When you do someone a tova, the says, you just thank Hashem that you were given this opportunity to do someone a tova. That's all. Don't look for thanks. Don't look for appreciation. It's very healthy emotionally also, in case you don't get the thanks, right? This is what ruins relationships, especially bein ish l'ishto, when you're expecting thanks and you're expecting appreciation, you don't get it, and that causes resentment, and then you get the silent treatment, and they don't know what's bothering you because you can't read your mind, and then this is really the... This is so common in Shalom Bayis in Yonim. But the Chavis Halvavos would say, you know, hey, you can avoid the whole problem if you just look at it as something Hashem enabled you to do it. It's your responsibility. You don't expect thanks. You don't. Nobody thanks you for putting on tefillin in the morning. You don't get a thank you. You feel it's your responsibility. And Adrabba, you thank Hashem that you were able to do it. So when you do someone a favor, so same dynamic. Eliyodov Hashem Yisale, Hashem Mile also al Yodov, And Hashem made you the cause for someone else's toelas. Now it's going to work the other way too. You're not going to be, if you can't do it, so what's a normal human reaction? You're plagued with guilt. You feel like you owe them something. You want to compensate or overcompensate. You have guilt feelings. You have low self-esteem. You think you're no good. Like it starts a whole chain of emotional issues because you try to do it and you aren't successful. So the Chayav Lavava says, no. A Baal Bitachon says, look, I tried. I did my best. Hashem, you know, didn't want it to happen. I don't know why. Maybe Hashem didn't want me to be the conduit. Maybe Hashem didn't want the good thing to happen to that person because he's not zochet to have this good thing happen to him. Like, what do you want from me? I'm okay. I know what I did. I know I tried. I know I tried my best. You have to try your best. You have to do, that's part of b'shtadlus. And it's part of b'chira in this case. V'nimna dover mimenu, if he wasn't able to do it. Don't blame yourself. It's not your fault. It's up to Hashem. Hashem decided for whatever reason it shouldn't happen. Don't blame yourself. Don't be plagued with guilt. You could tell your chaver, look, I tried. You know, don't make one phone call and then tell him, oh, I tried. You know, that's not nice. You try. Call and then you tell him, look, I tried, I wasn't successful.
Where's the gvul?
Where's the gvul of what? Where's the gvul of what?
Doing this favor. It says on the kokos.
You try your best. As much
I
about the
lechem. I can step 24 hours and just call.
You could.
I can't.
What's going to be the next? So then, don't. The gvul is about the lechem kamocha. Whatever you would do for yourself. That's the gvul. If you're not holding there yet, so you work your way up towards that. But that's the madrega you should reach. Whatever you would do for yourself, you do for your friend. This is also relationships. You have enemies, you have people who are jealous of you, people who are on the sidelines just ready to shoot you down. People actually are against you. So, relax. Says, number one is relax. They can't harm you if Hashem doesn't want them to harm you. It's a joke. Yiftach binyonim al Hashem. Just have bitachon. Rely on Hashem to save you from their hands. Nothing's going to happen to you unless Hashem wills it to happen. No matter how smart they are, no matter how cunning they are, no matter how rotten they are, how evil they are. The Yisbola Sevosom, you hunker down and you accept, you know, someone hates you. It's not a pleasant thing. So that you have to be Seivel. He made the choice to be your enemy, to be against you. Let me finish. I'm in the middle. Va'al Yishalim Lehem Kamaaseyem. Don't take Nakama. Don't shoot back. As he says, Adarabba, this people learn this Chayvus of others, they can't understand what he's saying. He says, do them favors. That's what you should, how you treat your enemy. Buy him lunch, take him out to eat. Eliyetiv lohem, overcome your natural tendency to hit back. Realize it's Hashem. What you should do, this is not part of bitachon, I don't think. You're able to do this maybe because you have bitachon. But if you don't have bitachon, then you can't look at the guy. You're scared of him. You hate him. And how can you sit down and eat lunch with him? But if you realize, if you sort of detach him from whatever he's trying to do to you, because it's not up to him, then the Chavis HaLovis is giving you an Eitzah. I think this is like an Eitzah. He's telling you, you know, buy him lunch. Let's finish the thought. Buy him lunch. Lend him money. V'yigmul chesed imohem. Do whatever you can for him. You be his friend. The Yizkor Belibo, because all the time you're... I want to finish the thought. Because you're remembering the whole time. Kito Alto Venizko Biyanabori Yisala. Because, like, you're cool with him. Because, like, he can't really harm you. He can't harm you. It's not up to him. So you can buy him lunch. You don't have to hate him back. You don't have to, like, I can't look at him. The guy's trying to get me fired from my job. He's trying to get the promotion that I deserve. And he, so what do you mean I should take him out to eat lunch? I hate him. He's trying to take the food out of my mouth. No, he can't take the food out of your mouth. It's not up to him. It's not even up to your boss. It's up to Hashem. So you go buy him lunch. Okay, this thought stops here. So I guess he's saying it as an eitzah. Maybe you'll win him over. Maybe you'll, that's what I assume why he's saying to do that. Really, I mean, the Chavis HaLevavos could just stop and say, don't take nekama. Like, why do you have to buy him lunch for? I would say he wants to make sure that you don't hate him back. Or he's saying it as an eitzah. Maybe saying it as an eitzah, you, like Aaron HaKohen type Rode Shalom, you buy him lunch, he'll come around, he'll like you. Or he's saying it to make sure that you don't have belibcha, a hatred to him. Okay. V'mhoyu sibel nizko. Wait a second. Let's say they're successful and they get the promotion, or they get me fired from my job. Can I hate him then? The Rebbe says, no, sorry. Yodun osom l'schus. Have to be down them l'kaf schus. I gotta tell you a story. You'll say the Chavis HaLevavos is living in Lululand, Meshuga. I spoke to someone today, a lady in America. I gotta tell you the story. A lady in America, that's all I'll say. She was a partner with someone in building and real estate. The person fell into chovos, terrible chovos. He did terrible things. He was sued. All his assets were taken away. And he tried to mess her up, his partner, that was good with him for 10 years, 15 years. And they were producing a very nice income from the building. He tried to mess her up, mamish total, and she chapped, and she protected herself. She chapped what was going on, and she protected herself. She does not, I was talking to her today because he's taking her to the Din Torah. He's taking her to the Din Torah because he wants to mess her up in the Din Torah, dude. So she called me up because she wanted to know. She didn't know, like, what to do, how to defend herself. I'm talking to her, and I'm telling you, she doesn't hate the guy. She doesn't. She's done him a kafschus. This is like a real person. This is not a tzaddik. I mean, maybe they're a tzaddik, but it's not someone you would call a tzaddik. I want to tell you, it's possible for a regular, normal person to do this. She's done him a kafschus because he has tremendous chayvus. So she says, you know, he was driven into this. She's paying for his kids to go to camp. Because he said, why should his kids suffer? If he's a poya, he's a god. Why should his kids suffer? It's not right. So she's paying for his kids to go to camp. She is willing to, like, make a business deal with him so that they could separate. Because she's not a stupid lady. She's a very, very, very smart businesswoman. She wants to separate from him. She doesn't want to have anything to do with him anymore. She sees that he's no good, that he's bad news. But at the same time, she's danim l'kafschus. She wants to give him a break in separating and give him a good price and, like, buy the building or sell the building to him, the other half, and sell it to him at a good price. Because he needs the money, Nebuch. He's in Chayvus. That's probably why he did what he did. He said, I'm danim l'kafschus. He fell into Chayvus. But it's possible to do. That's the point of my story. I had this conversation 5 hours ago, 6 hours ago, whatever. Yeah, 7 hours ago, actually. It's 2:15. Yeah, she's not, I mean, I'm sitting there, I'm saying, what are you, crazy? That's what I'm saying to myself. You're out of your mind. If I were you, I would like hire a hitman to like, you know, just blow him off. And she is really, and you learn the Chavit Halvavus, he said, it's Hashem, it's not him. If he's successful, she's Danim Lekaf Schus, and if something happens, then you should blame yourself. You have a virus, because it's Hashem that's doing it to you. So if something bad happens to you, it's not the guy, it's Hashem. See, it means you have a virus, and you have to do tshuva. V'yodin atzmo l'chova, v'danim l'kav schus, yourself l'kav chova, say it's happening because of, you know, it's happening for a reason. V'ro'a p'ulos of l'fnei Hashem, do tshuva, and ask Hashem to be morchel your virus. V'oz yoshuvu oivav li'oso avav. Once the real reason for what's going on is removed, then they'll become your best friends. Kamo shomer achocham in Mishle, beretzos Hashem darkeish, gam oivav yashlemito. You don't realize he's giving the pasuk a mechudishtik interpretation. When you read the pasuk in Mishle, it's a famous pasuk. So you, in the pashas, you learn beretzos Hashem darkeish. You know, it means that Hashem like smiles at you. So he'll make your friends, your enemies become your friends. Hashem can do that. But the Chavetz Chaim is giving it a much sharper interpretation. Beretzos Hashem darkeish means you fixed yourself up. And you did tshuva from your averus. And now Hashem is beretzos Hashem darkeish, not averus, but mitzvahs. Then he'll remove the shluchim that he sent to punish you. And Gamoivov Yashlem Ito. Yeah, you wanted to hear something.
Yeah. Is this talking about fellow Yidden or Goyim as well?
Because Goyim.
We have people that hate us all around the globe. And if we don't protect ourselves from them, they'll wipe us out.
Well, whoa. You just mixed in something else. No one ever said, and the Chavetz Halvavos would never suggest, that you shouldn't protect yourself. Never. You protect yourself, and there's a din. There's a din habola horgacha hashkem lahorgo, and that applies to a Jew as well as to a guy. But your attitude, he's talking about your attitude, is it's not really him. You take every step, you are mechuyev. You have to defend yourself. You don't know what Hashem has in mind. Like someone says, so if someone steals from me, someone is mazik me, or if someone cheats me, why should I take him to a din Torah? Why don't I chovus halvavos him and say it's not him, it's Hashem? I said the answer is that when the Torah itself provides you with the remedy, so you don't know what Hashem is doing to you. Maybe Hashem wants you to bother with a din Torah. Like you don't know what Hashem has in mind. It's like saying I'm not going to buy medicine because Hashem wants me to be sick. You don't know that. It's true. Maybe Hashem wants you to be sick, but maybe Hashem wants you to have the expense of buying the medicine. Maybe he wants you to have the turkh of going to the drugstore. Maybe he wants you to be home for 2 days and miss work because you're sick. You don't know that he wants you to be sick. So the same thing here, someone steals from you. You don't know that Hashem wants him to steal from you. Maybe Hashem wants you to have the agmas nefesh that he stole from you. Hashem wants you to have the turkh of taking him to a bezdin. Hashem wants you to have the agmas nefesh of being by a bezdin, which could be a tremendous agnes nefesh sometimes, right? And so you don't know. So of course, when the Torah provides remedies, not only can you take them, but you would be violating hishtadlus, which is the Ratzon Hashem we learned, if you wouldn't take those remedies. You're mechuyev, and that's what the Chavetz Chaim wants you to do. He wants you to take, look at this lady, believe me, she don't worry. She's no dope. She hired a lawyer. She called me up like to ask what to do with the Beis Din. She is defending herself very, very nicely, right? But she's not. She's not out to kill him. She's sending his kids to camp. She's buying him lunch. Sending his kids to camp. She's donning the kafskus. She doesn't hate him. At the same time, she's vigorously defending herself. She's she understands she has to, the guy's very bad news, so she wants to separate in a business, right? So, and she's willing to sell it at a very, you know, they bought it, she's willing to sell it to him at the price that they bought it for, and you know the market now, man, right? She's willing to buy it from him, she's willing to sell it to him, whatever he wants. She wants a garrison on the business. But she, I'm telling you, I wasn't spoiled. I'm not a normal person. I just said over the story to show you it's possible for someone to be like that.